Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing to hear from the Lord our God as He speaks to our heart from His heart, spirit to spirit. The Lord loves us, has so much to say. All that He gives us and all that He teaches us, as we knock, seek, and ask after His knowledge and wisdom, He gives to us liberally. And He doesn't get upset that we ask. Now, cold religion will have you to think otherwise. People will have you to believe that God is far away and distant and will get upset if you ask Him for knowledge. They'll say things like, you don't question God. But if you don't ask the Lord questions, how can you learn to please Him? Well, as we study the Word, it's inevitable that we're going to have questions that we need answered. And you know, even a college professor said there's no such thing as a stupid question. If you don't know, ask. And I learned something even greater than that. If you already know, ask. I do it all the time to see what the Lord will say. I ask Him questions I know the answer to, or think I know the answer to, just to see what He will give. In the last broadcast, I mentioned some definitions the Lord has given us. And I explained how we live in a fallen world. And fallen men that fell from the Lord, fell away from the things of God. Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And man has a sin nature. If they're born and shaped in iniquity, they're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, some things are just not going to come to the front of their mind to even talk about. And words that Adam once used when he was in the light, after he was fallen, he didn't use words the same way. Explanations for common things words that we commonly use to refer to the kingdom of God, such as faith, integrity, knowledge, wisdom, even virtue. These are things that men that fail don't talk about. They talk about things that of this world, natural things that they know and understand, things that they can deal with, things that they can master, or think they master. But the definitions, things that describe things of God, we're learning as we study the Word of God. And so the Lord had to use words that we use to describe words, to describe principles that's of Him. We needed a Savior. And Jesus came and did the job. He saved us. He washed our sin away. All of it. And He gave us a brand new heart. Now we have appetite for the things of God. And we have to learn His ways. And as we do, we overcome the world system. And the enemy has done things to give us false opinions and doctrines that won't work. And one scripture said, many have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now the seducing spirits, they allure people to think wrong, to do wrong, to believe wrong. And then doctrines of devils, that finishes the job off. A doctrine that came from a devil can't help you. Just like all the religions beside Christianity, all of them came from the mind of men and the tongue of the serpent. All of it is wrong. See, if you have something in place of Christ, it's already wrong. That's the spirit of Antichrist. Now, Antichrist don't come to you in his full-blown destructive ways. It comes subtly, seducing, acting alluring. It's deception. But see, when we read on in Revelation, people start off, you know, they had a mark. And the Antichrist and the false prophet promised great things. And once they cry peace and safety, all the war is going to break out. Look what follows, the mark of the beast. You got to wear his tattoo. You got to wear his mark of ownership. And you got to worship him and not God and not Jesus. You have to become the enemy of Jesus in order to survive in his world for a few months, because it's all going to be destroyed. But if the enemy came to you the way he's going to be, once he seduces people, people wouldn't join him. And so he used the same kind of tactics in the church. A little compromise here and there. A little compromise, don't pray. He starts off, you know, you don't feel like praying. You don't feel like studying the word. And he give you the, you know, because you don't know what's in it and because you don't have the revelation of it, that's when it's easiest to listen to him. But if a person starts studying the word and they gain an appetite and strength to know God. See, the word of God strengthens your heart. And with a strong heart, you say, hey, I want more. But when in a weakened state, people say, I don't feel like reading. But once you read and study and seek and pursue God, you start learning things. Hey, this is fun. It's not labor anymore. You know, I mentioned many times, pastors, when they think about praying, it's like, well, I guess I'm going to go pray, as if they're about to go and load bricks. Now, most pastors, I know a lot of pastors not like that, but many are. Many preachers and people of God, they're the same way. Well, I'm going to go pray. I got to study. And they have no, it's not joyous to them. When I think about studying the Word of God, I'm having fun. You know, sometimes I don't even want to watch TV. I just want to study the Word of God. That was Saturdays on my off day. I would just enjoy the Word of God. Now, I listen to the Word while I'm working, while I'm doing my daily routine. And I listen to it and I absorb it. I listen to the same chapters again and again, listening. And, you know, when the Holy Spirit alert me to something, I want more knowledge in that area. And he's preparing. I studied to be used of God. I studied to live. I studied things that I want to know. I kind of break it into segments. The things that the Lord wants, when he wants me to know something, he give me scriptures many times, or he alert me to certain scriptures to build me up so I can do my job. But God is more than just ministry. You got to live in this world. And so I have to take another segment of time just to study for me, something I want to know. Anything I want to know, if I feel like I need to brush up on something or just get curious about something. God is fun, y'all. He ain't boring to me. And I love everything I can learn about him. I appreciate all the dreams and visions he gave me. Sometimes I just think about what I've seen. And I ask questions. And, you know, I know the Lord, that he's fun. I know him that way. It's fun. It's fun to hear him out. Because he has much to say. He helps us with much understanding. There's nothing we can't learn. If we want to learn, we can learn. If we want to go forward, we can go forward. You don't have to buy into the doctrines of men. Many have given heed. They gave heed. That was the first problem. They gave heed to seducing spirits. I watched a lot of people in the drug culture, people that I loved and care about, strangers that I'd seen, come to know, then people that I've heard about. When they get on drugs, they don't grow up and say, well, I'm gonna get on drugs. First, they go to a party or they listen to somebody they think is popular and they try the crap. They try the drugs. They listen to, now in the drug culture, some people sell drugs and some people go get people hooked. They say, try this. And you try it. They get high and they want to feel like that all the time, and they keep buying drugs. And the more they take them, the less they feel high. But the more addictive it is. Now, the end result, they lost everything. Their life is totally seduced and tore up from the floor up. They can't hold a job. They lose their house. They lose their family, their car. Even college people, people that have gone through all the process of college, they have a great education. And they can't, if they have a business, they lose it. Everything is lost in their life. They are lost. And everything about them is lost. And their children are scattered in foster homes and things like that. That's no way for a person. Now, when you see the destruction of it, you say, well, that's some bad stuff. That stuff don't need to be. And the only way out of it is don't try it. And otherwise, it's going to take a lot of counseling and dedication and building up to come out of it. And now I've known of people that have come out of it and stayed out of it. But you don't want to fool with that. And so it is with doctrines of devils. Leave it alone. It's no good. There's nothing good about it. It's only harmful. It's a curse. It's not a blessing. And Satan speaks in the name of the Lord, and he's lying. Satan gets over by lying. Seducing spirits. They bait you. They're thinking ahead. They're trying to get you and everybody on earth who will to not trust God, so that they'll have an advantage. Satan doesn't like to lose. He's trying to gain whatever kingdom he can. He wants to be over something. So he's going to hell. He's not getting out of it. And he wants people there just to aggravate God, people that God loves. And if he can't take over heaven, he can't defeat God. Jesus defeated him. So he tries to make us look defeated. And he uses deceptive tactics. And if he can keep us out of the, if he can keep us from learning who God is, from knowing the principles of God, then our life will look like it's not working. And people will feel comfortable to stay in the world. Easy. That's what he's doing. So for every good thing that God has done, he just tells a lie about it. Seducing spirits. In the religious world, when men want to be in control of people, you know, they couldn't heal the sick and raise the dead and do the things that Jesus did, because they wouldn't take time and study the word and learn how to do it. So because they don't know how to do it, they just tell people that healing went out with the apostles. A lot of churches have bought into that lie. That's a seducing spirit. That's not God's wisdom. That's not scripture. I'm just using that one for an example, and there are many more. And different denominations use different, you know, Satan's just like a fisherman. Fishermen, they go fishing with a tackle box. Within the tackle box, there's different types of lures and worms, rubber worms, lures. They're made of metal, plastic, nothing that'll help the fish. All of them are liars. All the lures are just liars. They're there to lure the fish, and they're believing a lie. They think they're going to get an easy meal, and all they're going to get is a hook. Now, you know, when we fish, think about how you do when you fish. You're lying to the fish. Even if there's a live bait on it that's trapped on the hook, if the fish gets, he'll see the worm and get excited and eat it and swallow the hook, and we get the fish and we eat the fish. Satan is no different. That's what he's doing. He gives people that are lazy and laziness, lack of knowledge, what's the other one? Being a lukewarm condition. Lazy people, lukewarm people, and people that lack knowledge, they are easy prey for ripoff. Now, people that stay, Christians who remain lazy too long, they can become lukewarm. And some people, they're lazy, but they love God. Their ways, you know, the people that they were around didn't do much. And they are used to not doing much. So, when they come to the Lord, you have to start doing things if you want to thrive in life. Now, you can unlearn the lazy habits and all the ways of the world. That's no good to us. We come to the Lord with these things and already in our heart. Then we get a new heart. And we have to unlearn some things. We have to get new things in our new heart. We have to get the Word of God. As we receive the Word of God in our heart, we have appetite for the things of God. And then we see the purpose of being diligent. Some people are not enthused about their life. And they've never considered things that they really like doing. They don't know what make them thrive. They may not be lazy, but they're not active because they don't know how to thrive in life. They don't know what make them tick. They never try things because they were poor. And they just didn't have much to work with. Or either they were depressed. They were wounded in their spirit. And they don't know how to manage joy. Now, all these kind of problems can be solved in the Word of God. The Lord will help you. That's why it's so important when you come to the Lord like you are. And you believe on Jesus, which is wisdom. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what will happen. The Lord thinks of everything in your life. And if you pray in the Holy Spirit enough, the Lord will help your spirit pray for the things you need and don't know you need. So that when you can be, your spirit man will pray for the things you really need, the things that were left out of your life through the misery of this world, the lack of knowledge of our parents, concepts that we never knew about. Children that work, that grow up in a house where the parents work, and they didn't complain, but they had things, they bought things, they see the value of it. And they'll have a stronger work ethic. Now, a child that grew up in a home where the parents were doing things that they really love and they were interested in. They were working in their interest, and they enjoyed their job. They didn't complain. They worked as under God. They see their little eyes grow up seeing, hey, life can be good if you do what you love to do. It won't seem like work, and then when you're good at it, they learn a profession before they finish high school. They see the value of it, and their lives will be strong. They'll be ready to continue a company, a corporation, a business, or go into a work field as a professional, not as a learner. They'll have an advantage. Now, the Holy Spirit can present us with the same logic if we pray in the Holy Spirit and yield to Him. Not only will you learn how to do natural things better, but you learn how to stabilize spiritually. You learn how to grow up spiritually. You learn how to mature spiritually. And all these things are within the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth. Now, people that don't pray in the Holy Spirit, they can study the Word, and the Word will give them concepts. But see, when you pray in the Holy Spirit and you've got the Holy Spirit involved with your learning process, you're going to learn faster, better. You're going to know how to avoid things that you normally would not know how to avoid. And the voice of the seducing spirits, even though you may not always be able to lack the skill to call it out for what it is, it won't sit well in your heart and you'll avoid it. But the more we learn the Word, the more capable we are of rejecting the lying voice of Satan in any form he takes. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice and they follow me. A stranger they won't follow." Now, the strange voices, they don't sit well with our heart because we love God. If you love God at all, strange things just don't sit well. Now, just people that love God can be deceived. It won't sit well, but they don't have the strength and the knowledge and wisdom to counter it. So good people can believe lies. Good pastors can believe untruth. Seducing spirits, they use the face of people to spread their message. Now, I wouldn't listen to this. If you saw an ugly-looking, monster-looking demon and he's talking to you, you're not going to trust him. If you see a man, a shady-looking man in a van, you want to protect your children. You don't trust him. He looked like a kidnapper. And preachers, when you go to seminary school, if the devil came to you saying the same things that some professors in these seminaries teach, you wouldn't receive it because you can see that it's not of God. This guy is not right. But if he can deceive people that you trust, he has a better chance of getting one over on you. Just like the fisherman. He used that nice lure that looks just like some kind of bug or fish or minnow or worm. A hungry bass would just love to take a bite of. But it's a lie. It's not true. It's not a bug. It's not a fish. It's not a minnow. It's not a shad. Just look like one swimming. And then people win tournaments with it. Now don't let the devil win a tournament with you. It doesn't matter who it is. Watch this. Even people, anointed people, can be deceived at times by seducing spirits. If the enemy used the right lure against them, And if they lack knowledge somewhere, and he's lying to them, they can believe it. The only thing that'll undo all that is more light. And that's why we have to pray in the Holy Spirit. Now, leaders are in a peculiar position. They have the, publicly, they're expected to know things, and people quickly trust leaders that they have grown to trust, and they're always giving out. But pastors who always give out are not getting ministered to like the people unless they spend time with the Father. And even with that, when you listen to other men of God who are teaching God's word, there's an advantage to it. You're being fed, and if you go in God's presence, and you especially if you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're being fed the Word of God. And then when you minister to other people, you're feeding them from the overflow. But your life is steadily being fed. Now, when people preach a lot and don't take time to regroup and refresh and spend time with the Father, they can get burnt out. And in that state of being burnt out, the enemy come at their weakest point and try to get one over on them. And sometimes it works. I'm saying this from experience. It works. And people will believe the lies of seducing spirit until the Lord, sometimes the Lord have to expose it for what it is. But staying in the presence of God helps you stay a step ahead of the enemy. There, I've had times the Lord just showed me Satan's plan or told me about it. Most of the time he just tell me what Satan's up to. And he'll tell me what he's going to do. And I shut it down. I tell Satan he ain't doing it. Now we need to go back to the principles. Watch what the apostles did. They prayed until the Holy Spirit gave them instruction. They did the instruction, and they had a landslide revival. And they aggravated the rogue Jews that was against God. Seducing spirits are out there. There are people out there that's trying to undermine the church. False prophets are a different category. They know better and do wrong, you know, on purpose and with intent. And sometimes people believe a lie and they teach things wrong or don't do something they should be doing because of deception. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Lord told me when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. That means that if you believe a doctrine of a devil and you're trusting it, you're not going to see God, and then you won't learn his ways either. And you're leaning to your own understanding. That's not necessary, and that shouldn't happen. But it happens, but it don't have to happen to you. And when it happens to good people, if you will stand and do the things of God and speak his word, you can undo the works of darkness. For these reasons, the word says, be vigilant. Be not slothful in business. The workman need to study the word to show himself approved. See, you know, Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock. You don't have to walk around lacking knowledge as if the Holy Spirit has not been given. See, the Lord can guide you in every way of life. Your life can come back up beyond the zero line. And some people, the enemy was afraid of their potential, and he caused problems in their society, in their neighborhood, in their family, to reduce them so that they won't expect much. Because he's got an inkling that they will love God. And he tried to send in the worst people to hinder them throughout life. Even get them to do things. He have people to aggravate them so that they'll do something and get put in jail. You know, some of the people that's in jail, they're not there because they were evil. The enemy was afraid of their potential. And while they were disconnected from God, he will send other people to aggravate their life so that they'll react and shoot them or fight them or start a process of stealing. That's why ministers go into jail, and some of the people in the jail become more valuable than people that's free because they've gotten saved and they've gotten to know God. Well, just like the analogy I gave earlier, a child to grow up where the parents, they don't work much. They don't value working like the child that grow up and they see good results from it. So those who were not around good influence, they haven't seen it, so they don't know it exists, and they don't know how to manufacture it. So while they're in that state of mind, and they get saved, they're not looking to do any better than what they're used to, and Satan wins. But praying in the Holy Spirit will get you above the zero line, not only to where you have a strong work ethic, but you choose to do something you love so that whatever you do, you'll be good at it. Now, a lot of people that get saved, are poor, and they get saved. And they don't expect to do these things. I watch people do this. They don't expect it, so they don't seek it. They just seek to get a job wherever they can and work and barely get along. And they buy used cars and live where they can and go to church all the time. But I've seen people who have strong work ethic and they choose a career that they love and they thrive in life. But it takes the Holy Spirit can usher you into a better life. With the Holy Spirit, you have to yield. He's a gentleman. He don't force you to do something. He'll present you with better. And you have to have faith for it and reach out and take it. You have to take on the new mindset and let the old ones go. Now, the doctrines of devils, while you're down, he lied to you some more and say, well, God gave you these problems to test you, to make you grow. I've heard all that crap. It's bad. It's just a doctrine of devil. Just like it's no better than the people that say healing went out with the apostles. That would have been stupid for God to stop the healing, stop healing people after the apostles died. And God don't do stupid things. That would have been stupid. We need healing to preach his word. We need healing. Let's say a man go through the process of learning. He's a blessing to the body of Christ. People are getting saved. Then he get cancer and die. And he could have gotten healed and preached another 30 years. That's bad math. If you, even if you're in the first grade, you can understand that's stupid. Doctrines of devils are always stupid, and educated people preach it sometimes. But staying in the presence of God helps us avoid all those problems. This is what this is. See, I've only seen God, life to a certain point. But there are some of y'all that have seen greater than I have. And you can take the knowledge of the Holy Spirit and do even better. That's what I'm counting on. You won't have a problem with success like I have. The next generation, they can take the word of God and they'll see things in a great, they'll be able to measure it greater than I do. And you can do it too. It, you know, some people have had a much better experience in life than